before we get started, though, let me just ask.
Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2021. It is 7:34 p.m. Mr. Chair.
And I will call the meeting to order at 7:34 p.m. And all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And this is the Capital Planning Commission meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And Mr. Garfalf, if you could do roll call, please.
Sure. Mike, and just a correction, I said March 30th, but today is actually the 31st, so I apologize. Mayor Zekin, Mr. DiMartino Joseph.
Here.
Ms. DeGeniro?
Absent.
Mr. Sampson?
Present.
Mr. Butler?
Present.
Mrs. Sepcik?
Jude, you're on. She's here. She's on mute. Judy?
Sorry. Here.
Okay, great. And then Mr. Gilday? Okay, the record should reflect you have four members present, Mr. Chair, enough for a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Item number four, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak at this point? Third and final time, is there anybody from the public that would like to speak on the Capital Planning Commission meeting? Hearing none, sir, I'd like to close that and open up item number five, the vehicle pricing models for the request of vehicles submitted for Capital Plan 2021, discussion possible action. So Mr. McLiverty did a good job of sending us. Judy, did you get the spreadsheet? And Jim, did you guys get this, Joe?
When?
It would have been earlier today.
I haven't gotten anything, I don't think.
I don't think I got it either, Charlie.
Really? Mark, yeah. Do you have it?
I didn't get anything on the computer.
No.
I will, I could share it. Mr. McLiverty and I think Mr. Taylor are on the meeting too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're on.
I will and have Mr. Gar-
And Mr. Parker is there. So just give me a second and I'll share the thing.
Yeah, Charlie, I just sent it to Mark and to you.
Okay.
All right. I apologize. I didn't send it to the full committee.
There's really not a lot on it. It's just a lot of big numbers.
Commissioner Parker's in the meeting as well.
I see him joining us now. Mark, if you want, I have it up on my screen.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of trouble here.
No, not a problem. All right. Can everybody see what I'm looking at here? My spreadsheet?
Absolutely not, unless you have a big magnifying glass.
Okay. Let's see if we can make it bigger for you. Any better, Jim?
You're going smaller.
Oh, God. It's terrible when you have a huge. Is that even smaller?
That works for me.
That's.
There you go.
Yeah, that's better there.
All right. So I zoomed in a whole bunch.
Okay.
All right, so I'll kick this off with basically, obviously, what we asked Mr. Taylor with the assistance of Mr. McLiverty to do was look at the overall purchase of the vehicles requested, or the large items, not necessarily vehicles. It just turns out that they are the vehicles of the large items to see if we went out to lease what it would cost the city over an estimated time period. Storm Ambulance Corps asked for the replacement of FD-9 and FD-10, each at approximately $250,000. The fire department is looking for a rescue engine to replace the current Rescue Now at a cost of $925,000. And they're also looking for a pumper engine and an engine to replace 16 at a cost of approximately $700,000. And I hope I said that right, Mr. Commissioner.
The for the most part, Charlie, the rescue engine is replacing two vehicles, the Rescue 18, which is currently an Ambulance Corps vehicle, and the Fire Department vehicle, Engine 11, both housed at the Storm Engine Company. We're looking to deactivate each of those pieces and combine them into one. And the engine for engine 16 is housed at the East End Hose Company on Derby Milford Road.
Okay, so the $700,000 is for one vehicle. Technically, the $925,000 replaces two pieces of apparatus.
It's one vehicle. It replaces the operations of two.
Excellent. All right. The Board of Education asked for a new maintenance van. $35,000, and Public Works is just looking for a rack body truck this year. That is where we're at, and we're looking at a total of $2.225 million for the total purchase price. And once again, I want to just let everybody know that this is, although fairly close to accurate, not the exact numbers, so we could be up or down. Plus or minus a couple thousand dollars, maybe 10, 15,000. Mr. McLiverty, would you like to just explain?
Sure. So what we did, sir, here was we took the total purchase price of each of the vehicles, and we took each vehicle and priced it out with a 5-year lease with the $1 buyout option, which is standard in municipal leases. When the alderman adopts a municipal lease, there's certain contractual obligations that it must contain. One is a non-appropriation clause, which means if you don't fund the lease item or if the boat doesn't, they can take the vehicle. The second is there has to be a $1 buyout. And then, of course, it's tax exempt. So what we did here was we put together a 5-year lease term using market price, which is 2.95% is the current market interest rate. Now, keep in mind that might go up because as you're seeing, rates are getting a little, it's based on the 10-year treasury and those are starting to climb right now. So we used the 2.95, which was the spot market price as of Monday. And we did a 5-year amortization for each of the vehicles. So if you go to the far right, you'll see the difference between the purchase price and the 5-year lease price is your interest. Now, what I want to draw your attention to is if you could go back the other way and go down to the two fire trucks. Yep, we did those for a 5-year lease. Because of the value and the expected life expectancy of the vehicle, we could stretch that out to a six-year lease, with no problem. The difference in the annual cost will save you about between $24,000 and $31,000 if you to stretch those two out to a 6-year lease. But we figured for discussion purposes and to scale it for you guys, David and I figured let's use the 5-year lease. Again, if you stretch it out another year on the two fire trucks, you pick up between $24,000 and $31,000 savings in each annual payment, but you pick up another annual payment. So you take a 2.225 purchase price, and with all interest on a 5-year amortization, you're looking at 2.389.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Keith. So I do have a couple quick questions. And I saw Chief Mezapel on the meeting here. Replacement of FD-9 and FD-10. I'm just going to ask you straight up, Brian, if we put one of these off a year or two, is that going to be a major downfall? I totally agree. We need to replace one immediately. If we hold off a year or two, because obviously, I'm going to, at the end of this thing, I'm going to go to Judy and Jim and say, You know, could we afford a $425,000 a year payment for these vehicles? But if we can hold off on one of those two, would that be detrimental to the storms?
Charlie, can I say something for a minute?
Yeah.
Charlie?
Yeah.
I noticed in the newspaper, the Echoes are buying two Mercedes-Benz ambulances. They raised their own money. One was $111,000. The other was $113,000. Granted, they are smaller than the big box ambulance. But in addition to that, they needed another $40,000 or $50,000 per ambulance for their radio stretchers and that on the inside. They did a total breakdown. I don't know if possibly we could look at one large ambulance and one smaller ambulance to stay within the dollar amounts.
I mean, that's a question for Mr. Mezapel. We'll let him. Chief, do you have any comments on that?
The way we operate in the equipment we carry, we would not be able to fit that stuff on a smaller van style ambulance. To Charlie's earlier point, we would be fine with putting off the second one for a year or two. We absolutely need to replace one immediately. But we could do without the second for a short period of time.
Okay. That would explain that. Okay.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, Chief. Judy, do you have any questions in regards to the ambulance part of this?
No, my understanding was, and I will be honest, I haven't paid a lot of attention, but my understanding was that we tried to stage everything so that every year there was a big purchase of one fire engine or one ambulance or one big thing, so that it would always, be spread out. So I'm just a little puzzled that we're looking at four. I'm not going to count the rack body truck or the maintenance van for the schools, because that's like a different thing. So would this mean if we need four right now, does that mean what would we need like next year? So how does this fit into the overall plan of staging it so that we never have a huge purchase in one year?
Right. Understood and greatly understood. And I actually will get to that with Commissioner Parker when we get to the fire trucks. But I'm not going to speak for Chief Mezapel, but knowing the condition of the two ambulances he's currently running, the fire department has always been set up to stage. So between the rescue, the fire engines, and the ladder, it has always been staged so that we didn't, have five do it one time.
Right.
The ambulance corps is a total different animal. So they were always in my recollection, and you guys obviously have been here longer than I am, but when it comes to the ambulances in the ambulance corps, and not necessarily the rescue, but the two ambulances have always been separate on in and of themselves. But that's the way I recall it.
So if the rescue engine, the big 925K, if that really represents two vehicles or the function of two vehicles, right? Then the ask there would be for three vehicles next year, right?
Well, it is, but it's also split between the fire department, because the rescue engine is going to take place of one of the fire apparatus. It'll place not only the rescue 18, but also engine 11, and I will let Gary Parker explain that combination.
Okay. Now, the other thing I'd be curious, so I just wanted to wonder what the overall plan is. And then the other thing would be the lease amounts that you're showing, for example, in the 2021-22 column. That would be in addition to what we already have, right?
Correct.
So we would want to see if we got these. Now, what are we looking at lease-wise in the big picture? Would some of ours go away because we're getting these new ones? So we'd stop paying on some others, or?
Well, I don't know what we currently have for leases, and I don't know if Mr. Taylor does. Commissioner, do you know what currently what we have out there for leases for the fire department, Commissioner?
From my understanding, that with the end of the current fiscal year, the one we're in now, so within 2 months, the last payment, it may have already been made. The newest vehicle that we have in the fire department fleet is engine 12 at the house at the company 2 headquarters on Olivia Street. And I believe that that payment is complete this fiscal year. So
that is correct.
Start clean in July.
And the fire department would have no more leases, Keith, or Commissioner?
No.
That is correct. That is correct. The only leases that are associated with the fire department are the fire gear, the turnout gear, and the big purchase we did 2 years ago, but not vehicles. Correct. That's it.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'd be happy to go through in detail these vehicles, just so everybody's clear, and happy to answer any questions along the way if either hold them to the end or just interrupt me with a question. Be happy to answer so that there's no ambiguity here. So
Commissioner, I'm gonna interrupt you a little bit only because you went through it and I think everybody on this board agrees that this, you know, you guys are doing a great job in your combination of vehicles.
Yeah.
Just that, you know, overall, it's kind of a sticker shock for us at $425,000 a year that we'd be adding to any other leases that we currently have out there. And I know that, the ambulance corps just said that they could, you know, possibly push back, let's say the replacement of FD-10, 1 to 2 years, keeping that in mind in year three, year four, we would be back to that number of $425,000. But Keith, do you know, as far as the gear goes or any other lease payments that we have out there, if we were to wait 2 years to replace, or 1 year or 2 years to replace FD-10 at that point, would we have other leases that would have cleared by then?
You'll have non-fire department leases that will clear, yes. There's a Freightliner that just came off this year that was Public Works. You know what? Why don't we send you the schedule of what's going to fall off in the next 2 or 3 years, and then we could slide these in. You know, you could slide them in for the equal dollar amount. So on a budgetary basis, the allocation for lease payments would stay relatively flat. We could do that.
Okay. And my other question would be, and I hate to put you on the spot there, Mr. DiMartino, but I don't see Ed on here. Ed did ask for a larger truck, but he took it off that request for this fiscal year, correct?
Correct.
Do you know if he will be putting that back on for next year?
I believe he will.
All right.
These numbers are quite large, and you know, I think Judy should bring this back to the tax board, and we should bring it back to the alderman and discuss this more. I mean, these are big numbers.
I can't discuss this with the board at this point because I don't know what we're adding this to. What I can discuss is what would our budget look like if we were to add these items, then we'd be at X. And can we afford X? But right now, I'm not sure what we're adding it to. So that's my issue. Once I know that, then yeah, the board can look at it.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, Judy. Wholeheartedly agree. So I think that it would behoove us to get a list of what's currently coming up over the lifespan of this. I would just ask, only because of their, if it's okay with this board, only because the rescue engine and the pumper engine are such large items that we do, as we have in the past, do it over 7 years instead of doing it over 5 years, or look at the combination of 5 years and look at the combination of 7 years. But before I make that, Commissioner Parker, the next vehicle due, I believe, is the ladder truck.
After these two, correct. The ladder truck, which is, it's coming up on 25 years of service in 2029, 30 years of service in 2034. As you know, we just, or most of you on the tax board know, We just put a substantial investment into the ladder truck, basically halfway through its service life. The ladder, the intent, and part of the thought process for this whole plan that we put together is that recognizing that the cost of what a ladder truck would be 10 years or 15 years from now, that to get these two vehicles on the road and paid over a 7 or 8 year period, that would leave a period of 4 or 5 years to begin to bank money, quote unquote, for the new ladder truck. I know that, but if we're looking for a true plan and looking out for the future of the city, I think it's the way we have to look at things. And we're looking to, not looking to, but we're absolutely committed to reducing the fleet. As I said, we're reducing two vehicles to one vehicle with this rescue engine. We fully look forward to taking another engine completely offline once these new engines come in and get online. So we're reducing the fleet substantially. And there's with a purpose to save money. I mean, the bottom line is I don't mean to repeat, most of you heard this already, but with this purchase of $1.6 million, if we did nothing over the next 10 years, the city would be spending almost $2.5 million to replace everything that we have now with no change. Anyways,
Understood. And I think if we carry out the rescue engine and the pumper engine over a 7 year period, that brings us to fiscal year 2027-28. Yeah. And worst case scenario, if we have to start looking at 2029, in which you said the latter will be 25 years old, we'll be in a good shape there, because we will have no lease payments on these larger vehicles.
And I know to get off the subject for a second, but I think with the new development coming in town, obviously the ladder truck is an integral piece that would be, you know, among other things, but that would be part of the equation. And perhaps, you know, with some creative thinking, you know,
understood. You froze up there, Ms. Commissioner Parker. We got the thinking part. But hey, you guys, any other?
Hey, Charlie.
Before
we find Gary again, if there's one thing too, I want to add. You know, this plan, as you guys know, for the people who may have missed our initial pitch, if you will. You know, we put together a pretty good committee with a lot of experience, members of the fire department, the ambulance corps, and we came up with this plan. And you know, for all these years, we've been asked to kind of downsize, and this is the first forward plan. You know, we're going to buy these two apparatus now. We're going to remove two apparatus from the fleet. And another part of the savings of this, too, is all that equipment that's on those apparatus. You know, between the two apparatus that we're going to remove from service, there's about 20 air packs. That's $6,500 a piece right now. You know, you could probably tell me better than from what I remember, but I mean, the portable radios we just purchased, you know, the higher end officer ones were $8,000. The lower end ones were $6,000.
Six.
You know, there's 10 of those that we now don't have to purchase. The hose, you know, and all of that equipment would be not have to be, you know, purchased, maintained and inspected every year, which comes at a substantial savings itself of a couple $100,000. I actually called Keith and asked him, I said, there's gotta be some kind of accounting term for, you know, that type of equipment that, you know, by removing two apparatus from service, we save the money of having to maintain and buy and you know, use all of that extra equipment.
It trust me, Chief. And it's well understood. And I think everybody on this committee, even at the past meetings, has actually thanked the fire department and the ambulance corps for their due diligence. And I'll repeat that again. Thank you. And we do understand that. We would like to move this forward, obviously, today. But looking, you know, at a cost of $425,000 a year, starting fiscal year 21-22, we also have to be fiscally responsible to the people that we serve. Now, saying that, I'm trying to make this more fiscally responsible by moving the rescue engine and the pumper engine from a 5-year lease to a 7-year lease, including FD9 this year and maybe FD10 next year, because as you know, with the number of developments that are past the P&Z and are scheduled to move forward once downtown gets going with Route 34, we'll be in a better fiscal position over the next few years. We're coming off of a couple of years where, you know, we had to replenish the fund balance. So I think this is every piece of apparatus or every vehicle asked for in this lease is doable. I just would like to see the exact numbers of what we would be paying if we were to approve this. And Keith, if you could, for this board, what we currently have as a balance out there that we're paying on a yearly fiscal year basis, when those drop off, could you do a 5-year plan with all of that and then do a plan 5 years for everything, 7 for the fire department apparatus, and move FD10 back to 22-23. Could you do that? Or Mr. Taylor?
Yeah, we'll get that done for you. Give us a couple of days and we'll get it done.
And like Judy and Jim said, I think it just gives us a more realistic idea of what the total would be over the years.
And can I ask a clarifying question? I'm sorry.
Sure.
So you want to keep it to vehicles coming off and versus, like, we have other leases, like for the Scott Air packs and stuff. You want to just stick it to vehicles versus.
Oh, no. Judy, you're the money guru, you and Jim. So we would like to see whatever we have currently out there for lease, okay, and how many years it has to go.
We have to see the whole capital, that whole account, miscellaneous capital. We have to know what would we be voting on to set our miscellaneous capital line two, which is comprised of all these things. If we're taking off, I mean, I definitely see that ambulance, and I would imagine we can afford to put in one ambulance at 5 years. Okay. I don't see that so bad. But the big ones, you know, what do we got going on? Okay. So in that account, we don't have just vehicles. We have anything that's in our capital expense plan. So, like, what would we be putting into the budget? And for now, I'd be happy with a big number. I mean, we don't have to go into a lot of detail, but like, what would be the ask for 21-22 for capital expenses?
Okay.
Otherwise, I don't know how to vote on it. I mean, we'll end up staying with the same one because we won't know what to vote on.
Right. But just so we're clear, the miscellaneous capital has a lot of one-time annual expenses, which we won't know what they are for year 2, 3, 4, and 5, right? Like when we did the library or we did the radio backup for the PD, that's annualized. That's a one-year request. So we won't be able to know what year. I'm just thinking out loud.
I know that. We always have a fund for that. Like, I think it's $200,000. We have to gather up all that. There's no problem with that.
Okay. All right. I just want to be clear. That $200,000, we won't even touch because we don't know what's going to be in those in subsequent years. We'll touch.
And that seems to get us through that much. So.
Correct. All right. Fair. We got we know what you want, and we'll get on it.
Mr. Butler, any other questions?
Jude, is your questions answered, Jude?
Yeah, no, my questions were answered. Yes, I'm satisfied.
Okay, and Judy,
the only thing I would like is if you would send me a printout of these numbers when you have a chance.
Absolutely. I'll make sure Mr. McLivity gets it to Mr. Garfalo and we get it to everybody at least a day or two prior to the meeting so we can all look at it.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Not a problem. So Mr. McLivity, at this time, obviously you and Mr. Taylor have your marching orders.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe any action to be taken tonight. So At this point, we could table any action that has to go on. Does anybody, and I'll start with the members of the board. Judy, do you have any other questions or concerns?
I don't think so. What else did we have just in the capital plan that we've been talking about other than these vehicles and trucks and things?
Well, the only lease items that I remember is going to be next year. Public Works is going to be looking for another truck, which maybe Keith, you could throw that in and you know, just to give us an idea once again of where we may be if Public Works does come back looking for another truck next year.
Okay.
Other than that, I know that the library had asked for an HVAC system, but when it was explained that they pulled that.
A roof? They need a roof?
They didn't ask for a roof. I'll get a little insight. We're trying to work with getting it, hopefully, somebody who can assist the city itself, because the school has a building maintenance person, and they keep their facilities up very well. The city does not. And for years, obviously, I've been screaming about doing things the right way. But I know that the mayor's office is attempting to find somebody who is responsible. You know, I'm going to go back to when Commissioner Curtis was the fire commissioner during my time as the chief. And, you know, we had to put a roof on the Hotchkiss. Well, Commissioner Curtis would, I'm sure he would have gave us all the numbers we needed to replace every water pipe in the buildings. But he's not a building person, and you know, now you're making people go out and get roofs. So that's why we're trying to move forward. I don't know of any roof that the library needs right now, but hopefully with the mayor's office working diligently, we can find out about those things.
It was Charlie, the library had a lot of roof work done there. The problem isn't the roofs. The problem is the attachment of the new building onto the old building, into the stonework. The water was coming in the stone. That's been the problem right along.
I thought that they took care of that last year, though.
Well, they supposedly did. They, you know, after many months of going up there, they think they found where it was leaking through.
Okay.
My understanding is that it's not taken care of. There's still water weeping into the building.
That's obviously that's a definite concern. So, but I don't know if it's going to take a capital expenditure of the magnitude that we bring items to lease for 3 or 4 years. I mean, I will actually contact the mayor's office tomorrow and make sure that somebody is looking at that, so we do have that information.
So we want to try to pass a preliminary budget on the 6th. It can't be. No, on the 13th. Yeah, on the 13th. Public hearing on the 20th, and then the final budget on the 27th. So is there any way this we could have those numbers we're talking about and then have a meeting on the week of the 5th?
Well, you don't want to have to, Judy, because you could – these leases could be structured in arrears, so you could proceed with your budget. And if the legislative body and the vote want to get into these leases, we would just do the payment in arrears, so the first payment wouldn't be until next year.
Fiscal year 22-23.
But correct. It's still going to come at us. I mean,
yeah, but your budget's an annualized budget. You don't need the 22-23 number to adopt it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if we get started with this and then we can't afford it in 22-23... aren't we up the creek?
Well, then you just vote no in the beginning of May for it, right? I'm just saying to get it done in 2 weeks, you don't need it to do your budget. You need it for a vision. But then if it's done in the last week of April, beginning of May, you could just vote no for it.
Well, let me just throw this request out there, Mr. Taylor, Mr. McLiberty. Could the preliminary numbers of the two different spreadsheets we asked for tonight be available by the 5th, giving only one day basically to get them done? Because Good Friday is Friday, and the day after Easter would be the 5th, just so we have an idea prior to our next meeting or even the earlier on the 6th, so that the members have it.
We will work. Just keep in mind that there was some other roofs that we were going to look at leasing, which, remember, the city hall roof was $250. We were going to look to lease. Remember how we did the lease for the roofs for the city hall? That number was in there. So we should quantify that as well. So you have a comprehensive list, right? Absolutely. So if the library has a roof issue, let's get on that and try and get that for you as well. So that whatever we give you has everything that's going to be amortized greater than 1 year. So we will get on it tomorrow with the library and with the city hall number, because those are two big numbers. I think it was $250,000 was the city hall roof. We were looking to finance that for, 5 or 7 years.
That's what I'm afraid of, is we got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's just sounding like a huge number. So making me nervous. If we could know by the 12th, if this meeting meet on the 12th, we'd be in good shape there.
We would be better off than one day to get this done. If you're okay with that.
Yeah, you shouldn't take one day. I'd rather have a good one for the 12th. If we could meet like on the 12th, or like he says, even if we pass a prelim and we don't include this, but we can know of it before the 27th of April when we pass the final, we'd still be okay. Sooner the better, but
so Judy,
we have some wiggle room.
If I ask for a meeting on the 14th of March, would we be okay?
No.
April. No.
April.
I'm sorry.
April. March is done.
April.
Okay. It's all gone.
So it's 2 weeks and another meeting on Wednesday night, the 14th? Or you need it before the 12th?
Well, I would say it would be nicer, but yeah.
So if we get the paperwork, if Mr. McLiberty and Mr. Taylor can get the paperwork to everybody, let's say the 9th or somewhere around there, so at least you have preliminary numbers for the majority of this by the 12th for your board, Judy. And then we call the next meeting of this board on the 14th. Would be all right?
Yeah, if we could have like a rough idea by the 12th. Like, this work, is what Mr. we're Taylor? Talking about, so that the board can be looking at it. Then it can be tuned later.
Consider it done. We'll get it done.
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. Mr. DiMartino, any other comments, concerns?
No, I'm good. I mean, big numbers, but we got to try to see what we can do.
Understood. Mr. Butler, comments, concerns?
Satisfied with what you're doing.
Thank you very much. And it's always
Charlie, it's Brian. I just wanted to bring up one more quick point.
Yes.
Good. For the ambulances, I just want to make sure everyone's aware that those vehicles need to be in the storm ambulance form name in order to be licensed with the state. So just however everything has to get filed, it just needs to be in the storm's name to be able to, for us to be able to really use them. If it was in the city's name, then they wouldn't get approved by the state and we would be with a truck that is with no use.
We'll make sure that everything is done appropriately. That's not a problem. Commissioner Parker, do you have any other comments or concerns?
No, I'm just available for any questions. I just have two questions. First one is, so we're looking for this appropriation is for the 21-22 budget, the budget that begins in July, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's as it's scheduled, yes, sir.
So was there money appropriated for capital in the current budget at all that could be rolled over?
These are all lease items, so this would encompass a new lease. This is not hard cash for capital.
Understood. Okay. All right. So the capital budget item doesn't affect these. I understand. Just another point of information. I apologize. I don't know what happened. My Zoom it froze before. But the lease payments for the gear. I believe that ends in two or three years from now, I believe. I'm guessing at that, but it's soon in the next couple of years. We the department, I mean, that's kind of an ongoing issue. We have gear that is worn out again, so not looking forward for this year at all. Just want to put everybody on notice that we're going to be, at some point, looking for more gear
to replace gear that's outdated or becoming outdated.
Here, one question, Gear. When was the rescue on the pumper due to be replaced?
The Rescue 18 is a 2000. Just give me 1 second. I'll dig it up for you here. Rescue 18 is a 1995. So it's at 26 years of service years now. So it's, and if you look at the mechanical maintenance records of that, it's pretty tired. It's due now. Engine 11 is a 1996. So that's coming up on 25 years of service. So that's got a few years left in it, but that's it for those two. The engine 16 hit its 30 years in July. It hits its 30 year mark in July, and I can tell you that if we order that truck tomorrow, it couldn't get here fast enough because we're literally keeping it glued together.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joe. I'll go to Dr. Conway, Superintendent Conway. Any questions, concerns?
No concerns.
Thank you, sir. And Joe, I don't see Ed on here. So do you know if Ed had any questions, concerns on his rack body truck?
No, just that the rack body we have now is in dire straits. So we really need a new one, but that's about it.
Understood.
For what it's worth, I bought that rack body. It's a 1999. So it's probably due to be replaced.
Excellent. All right. Anybody with anything that we need to touch on besides the two items that Mr. Taylor, with the assistance of Mr. McLiberty, will be hopefully getting for this board prior to the 12th, and we'll call it another meeting for Wednesday night, the 14th, if that works. Same type of time, but I'll make sure an email goes out so that we can get everybody's availability. Hearing none, a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved, Charlie.
I hear the motion from Mr. DiMartino, second by Mr. Butler. And the time,
yes, sir.
The time now is 8:17. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Good night, and thank you all for joining us.
And everybody have a wonderful holiday.
Yeah, happy Easter.
You too, Jim.